In the time leading up to Good Friday, Jesus actually went in and out of the city several times, even after his initial ride in on the donkey. Scripture records that on one of those occasions, Jesus saw a fig tree by the road. He was hungry, but the tree had no fruit. Jesus cursed the fig tree, and immediately the leaves withered. Why did Jesus do this? In the withering of the fig leaves, Jesus is showing us that he has come to undo the shame of sin. Before they sinned, Adam and Eve were naked, but without shame. Everything in the garden was wholesome, perfect, and holy, themselves included. But when Adam and Eve turned away from God, the first thing they did was to hide. And they sewed together fig leaves and made loincloths for themselves. The sacrifice that Christ made for you and I indeed truly blotted out our punishment, forgave our transgressions, saved us from the wrath of God. But that same sacrifice of Christ also takes away our compulsion to hide ourselves, to wear masks, to sew fig leaves. The glory we forfeited by sin, Christ now restores to us. He makes us whole, he perfects us in love, and he fills us with the Spirit of holiness. So Good Friday is not only the forgiveness of our legal debt, but is also the restoration of our God-given beauty and goodness. During Holy Week, we should ask ourselves, what are the fig leaves that I use to hide from God's voice in my life, to hide from his sight? What are the ways that I disbelieve the truth of who I am, made in God's image and likeness? What blocks the light of grace from shining not just on part of me, but on all of me? We should ask these questions as we enter into these very sacred days of Holy Week before Easter. You know, on every crucifix I've ever seen, Jesus is depicted with a small loincloth around his waist. But that's actually not how Romans crucified people. People were put on crosses completely naked. It was part of the punishment. It's only because of our need for modesty in a wounded world that our artists make our crosses look this way. Jesus Christ is the only man since Adam who had nothing to hide from God. Nothing held back. No sin, no shame, no fig leaves, only his radiant body and soul, only the beauty of his humanity looking towards God. We're called to be in Jesus that way. Our sin disfigured us, but Jesus saved us. And now Jesus restores our beauty again. The punishment and the brokenness that happened in the garden is now reversed. Friends, today this altar is our tree of life. And from it we do not grasp and seize forbidden fruit that brings condemnation. But instead, we receive the living bread. Christ gives us the living bread that makes us beautiful and good again. Come and receive this bread, he says, all who are hungry. Come receive this food without cost. Come receive the beauty and the goodness that Christ has made you to be. Receive this gift without payment.